Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Have you ever walked through a pastry shop and wished you could have one of everything? Sounds good in the moment, but chances are your stomach ultimately won't agree with that choice. Unlimited sweets, a litter of puppies, fame, all might seem like a good idea if given the chance, but you never know what misery might be in store for you. That's the theme being tackled by this month's In a Nutshell Storytellers, The Double-Edged Sword. What happens when a blessing becomes a curse, or vice versa? Two of this month's featured storytellers, Regina Stoops and Marga Gomez, are with us today to preview this month's Mostly True Storytelling Showcase. Regina is a writer, producer, and comedian. She is a multiple Moth Story Slam winner. Marga is a writer and performer known for her solo theater work and comedy appearances. We're also joined by In a Nutshell co-founder and host Keith Lowell Jensen, a well-known comedian himself. Regina, Marga, Keith, welcome to Insight.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Regina, let's start with you. You began your career performing as a comedian, but have moved into storytelling. How did that come about?
Well, a good friend of mine was a big fan of The Moth and convinced me to go along one night. And I tossed my name in the hat and got pulled, told a story, and I was hooked. I just really enjoyed the chance to tell a longer story, the narrative format. My comedy had always been observational, and it coincided with doing more writing. And yeah, I just started going to every storytelling show I could find. It was wonderful.
There is something really powerful about being a storyteller. I think journalists would agree with you on that. Regina, what's the difference for you between performing as a comedian and telling a story?
You know, comedy, it's great. It's wonderful to make people laugh, but it doesn't seem to have a lot of weight or substance. And when I tell my stories, you know, there's just more depth. There's still humor. I rarely tell a story that doesn't have some humorous components to it, but you can just dig a lot deeper and it resonates more with the audience. I feel like, you know, it's more substance than comedy.
Are all of your stories true? Is there a common thread or theme to what you tell?
They are true. I tell true personal stories. I'm starting to dabble a little bit into kind of the traditional or tall tales, but primarily true personal stories. And really, they're all about the human condition as it relates to my life. Kind of the, you know, life can be messy. It can be funny. It can be humbling. And my response to most of the adversity in my life or the struggles is to find the humor in it and then go on stage, you know, and talk about it. It's like, what doesn't kill you makes a really good story.
Well, we're going to hear one of those stories in a second. You sent us a clip. Is there anything, Regina, that we should know before we listen?
Well, it involves going to the doctor with my very young, 6-month-old son. And well, I'll let you do the clip because I don't want to give it away, but I think you'll know more once you hear the clip.
Let's hear it.
So I'm immediately concerned. First of all, obviously I'm concerned for Jack, but I'm also concerned because I'm really not his legal parent. Because when I say our son, what I mean is my partner Diane and I, and this is 2004, long before there was any legal protections for me, not the birth mom. So I'm concerned. Diane's at an all-day conference, so I got to wing this on my own. So off we go to the hospital, and I find myself sitting in this cubicle across from Anna, the admin, and I'm just, you know, I'm kind of let. I'm not saying I'm Diane, but I'm not saying I'm not Diane. I'm, you know, I'm just like letting it go, and I got an insurance card that says Diane. I got a sick baby, so I'm letting Anna draw her own conclusions here. But all the while, I feel like I'm under the hot lights, right? My palms are sweaty, and I feel like Anna's going to any moment lean over and go, "Where'd you get the baby?"
drawing on your own life experience. I think probably the best stories come from that. Regina, are there any stories that you won't tell?
Yes. There are some that are still percolating. I think it's been said, you know, you need to wait till it becomes a scar rather than still a fresh wound. And so there are some stories that I haven't yet told. I think I will someday, but as of yet, no, I haven't.
Well, Marga, I'd like to bring you into the conversation. You've worked as a comedian, a writer, performers. What about you? What kind of stories do you like to tell?
You know, Chris, I do solo plays. I mean, I've gone from stand-up to theater, and then I've had the pleasure of doing storytelling nights. But my stories are usually more involved and longer, so I'm excited to do In a Nutshell, to kind of just, boil it down to a nutshell. A lot of the stories that I've told over the decades have been a lot about my family. My parents were in Latino show business, and being Latina and being queer, I wound up doing a lot of full-length shows that were basically stories about my life and the people in my life.
Marga, we also have a clip from you. Anything our audience should know before we listen?
Well, the story that I'm going to tell, and I've been going back and forth, like, which story? Like a story, you know, from last year, but I'm actually telling a story from 1976, before I became a performer, writer, or anything. I had just run away from home, and I got my first job. So that's, I think, a setup for the clip. And the boss, the manager, he gave me a perfect schedule. He gave me a swing shift. Anybody ever worked a swing shift? It was from 3 in the afternoon till 11 at night. That meant that I could sleep till 2 and then go to work. And then at 11, I'd be done and I could hit the lesbian bars of San Francisco, both of them. And use my cook pickup lines with the ladies, like, hey, do you like fluffy omelets?
So, Marga, one follow-up question for you. How important is the theme of the story for you when you heard this month's stories were to revolve around the double-edged sword theme in particular?
Well, in this story, I was a cook, so a double-edged sword could be, a kitchen utensil. I'll get it together by Wednesday. The story I'm telling is about leaving a repressive, homophobic home life at 20 years old and going to San Francisco in 1976, which was the bicentennial year. And I'm telling the story because to think about those times, you know, when we celebrated our independence as a country, to the times we're in, was something I felt I needed that kind of medicine. But coming to San Francisco, you know, I was wide-eyed, rose-colored glasses, all that. And yet, this was a year before Harvey Milk and our mayor was assassinated. This was a year when the People's Temple was actually doing civic work and helping the mayor of San Francisco before they all died. So I was in this bubble where I thought everything was great, but it really wasn't. So in a way, it's a double-edged sword.
Keith, let's bring you into the conversation. We've just got a couple of minutes, but you've been hosting this show monthly since January. You're about to expand a bit. What's new with In a Nutshell?
I joke that we're trying to build a community while stopping short of building a cult. And although, not, you know, we can go full cult. I'm okay with that. So we are adding a second show, a smaller show at a coffee shop at Old Soul in the Alley in Midtown. And that's going to be a good place for people that want to try this, that maybe are not experienced storytellers, but they want to give it a go. But also for experienced storytellers who want a spot to work on new stories. Most showcases and open mics, you only have 5 minutes. We're going to give, I always tell the storytellers, I want your story to be as long as your story is. So you tell me how long it is and we'll work it out in the show. And we're going to have the same attitude at, in a nutshell, Wildcard, which is our smaller show. Come work on longer material. Come work on storytelling for the first time if you're new to it. And for the audience, this is a heavily curated show we do at the Sophia. I'm bringing you the best storytellers in the world. The other one's going to be wild and from the hip, and we'll see what happens.
I think that's great that you're expanding it to Old Soul, that sort of informal kind of setting. It sounds like that's going to be a blast.
Yeah, that'll be on the third Thursday of every month at 6 o'clock.
Marga, Regina, Keith, thank you all for joining us here on Insight today.
Well, thanks for having
us. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Marga Gomez is a writer and performer. Regina Stoops is a writer, producer, and comedian. And Keith Lowell Jensen is a comedian and host of In a Nutshell. You can see all of them at this month's Storytelling Showcase, which takes place next Wednesday, April 30th, at the Sophia in Sacramento. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday. We'll be right back.